This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Segment with Norm Pattis. I want to make one more point on the white shoe boy situation because I want to show how on target my use of the English language in terms is from time to time. Sometimes I butcher it. But I said white shoe boy. White shoe boy means stereotypical Ivy League, effeminate or immature, establishment pertaining to mainstream U.S. social power. That's from definitions. And, of course, we've got countless others that show that. White shoe or white shoe law firm. This is from Wikipedia. The phrase comes from white buck lace suede buckskin shoes with a red sole, long popular in Ivy League colleges. A 1953 Esquire article describes social strata at Yale University explains that white shoe applies primarily to the socially ambitious and the socially smug types. It is pertaining to Yale. So a lot of these guys are Yale graduates. They're there in Connecticut, next door to Yale. The courthouse is down the street from Yale. I gave the exact naming to show off my understanding of rhetorical lexicons. And that gets transmuted into Jew. Oh, sorry. It also goes on in Esquire to say WASP. That's right. Members of the white elite, WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant now turns into Jew in the magical courtroom. Wow. Thanks a lot, Connecticut. Wow. Thanks a lot. You're really the good guys, aren't you, up there, liberals? Norm, I want to finish up, and we may have to go a little bit in the next segment on this, but in fact, let's do a few more minutes in the next segment because I want to just be totally clear on this Manny thing. But what do you make of the magnitude of this alchemy? Because we could play the clip here, where I'm yelling and getting upset, saying you white shoe boys think you know it all. I mean, that's so clear what I said, and everybody I know in Connecticut knows that term. It's where it comes from. What do you make of this?
When you say if you were to belch, they'd call the Environmental Protection Agency and make an air pollution complaint. There are plenty of people up here for whom you are toxic, but understand there's a growing number who aren't. After we argued the other day against sanctions for you, one of the marshals came up to me the next day I was in court on trial in another matter and said, you know, I agreed with everything you said on behalf of Mr. Jones in that courtroom. The judge was wrong. That was from a marshal in the courthouse. I have people I was on the radio on the Vinnie Penn show, a local journalist you've interviewed with him. We were talking about what's going on, and he was said, you know, we're still talking about the Sandy Hook kids 7 years later. I said, well, one of the concerns Mr. Jones has is that other people are using this tragedy to advance their own agendas. And I said, you know, it's no mystery to us that the Sandy Hook complaint was filed more than 5 years after most of the utterances and only after Hillary Clinton lost an election in which you were believed to have played a pivotal role. So the case has become a political hot potato. The children of Sandy Hook and their families are now pawns in a game that long since ended. And, you know, as tragic as that shooting was, the future is ahead of us. But yet the legacy of Sandy Hook continues, not because you're talking about it, but because it's become a political brickbat. And when that brickbat gets a little stale or a little limp in the hands, then suddenly they're going to tar you with the anti-Semitism.
Exactly. And then saying Jew boy, none of this is true. And it's just crazy how mainstream media lies like this and how they've got all these different angles that come out of it. It just never seems to end. This is why media is not trusted. This is why they're hated.
It's shocking. I mean, people don't get it. That's what I told the judge in court the other day. I said, you know, Alex Jones didn't create his listeners. People listen to Alex Jones because there's a legitimacy crisis in this country. There's a fundamental lack of trust in big institutions. And it's reporting like this and distortions like this that create the trust. Whether we agree with you or whether you and I agree on every issue or not, it doesn't really matter. Your right to speak does. And when people resort to mistruth, lies, to try to silence you. That terrifies me.
You're right. Let's finish up on the other side and get into the big war news, which is huge. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at Newswars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own summit.news. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and Newswars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. They just go there.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're into hour number two on this Friday, June 21st, 2019, global transmission. We came within 10 minutes of launching a new war in the Middle East. Over 100,000 missiles Israel would have faced, along with Saudi Arabia, that would have been rained down on them by Iran. But in the last minute, Trump said no. Next segment, we'll give you the inside baseball on why that happened, why it's so important, because the same neocons and leftists are pushing for war as we speak. The Democratic Party, now officially in national polls, sees war as anti-Trump because Trump is seen as anti-war. And now Democrats in Gallup polls, 57%, that's the latest, the one a month ago was 54%, want war, period, and want us to stay in over 120 nations. Total and complete madness. We'll also open the phones up throughout the rest of the broadcast and have a couple special guests popping in. Some stations don't carry the first hour, most do, but let's recap with famous top 10 criminal and First Amendment and civil rights lawyers out there, Norm Pattis. And, of course, you see him a lot on the national news, some of the biggest cases out there. Just did a big one, a big divorce case with a Russian oligarch and his wife. Did the other big murder case in Connecticut. But he's done some of the biggest First Amendment cases in the country. And he's seen the dangerous trend towards destroying it. So recapping what we covered in just the next few minutes, we'll let you go. You're busy. But the other info we didn't get into and why this is so serious. Again, this is not about Alex Jones, folks. This is a premeditated move to end free speech. And the Democratic Party law firm, biggest in Connecticut, that's also suing me, is suing, pushing reparations, and suing Harvard, trying to get the first photos ever of slaves taken from Harvard and given to the descendants. So, these guys are really undermining this. They're the ones that bankrupted Smith & Wesson, our oldest gun company. Won't be able to get those firearms soon. Our military uses them, the 308 Remington 700. So what a sweet shooting gun. My son's got a couple of them, so do I. I've shot deer at 1,000 yards with them. Like taking candy from a baby. Gone. Bankrupt. Over. So I have the system coming after me. But I want to clarify something. Friday, I had gotten a lot of really rough family news. I'm going to leave it at that. And I had also had a French TV crew here that said they were coming about the First Amendment. It was really about Sandy Hook. And so I was already pissed off. And about once a year, I will almost have like a Tourette syndrome type event before the news runs with Jones diagnosed with Tourette syndrome. That's a turn of the phrase. That's hyperbole. Like when I said a deposition, I almost have a form of, I would say the public collective, I guess the term would be psychosis, in that when you get lied to so much, people believe that the earth is flat. I don't believe that, but because they've been lied to so much, a lot of people believe the earth is flat now. Now, I believe that's totally wrong, but it's a collective psychosis when you've been lied to. Almost no one believed last week that the Iranians really attacked those ships. I said they might have done it because they said we may sink them in the Strait of Hormuz. They sure shot down that drone. Now, it didn't mean I want war. It didn't mean I'm pushing a war. I said it could really be them. My listeners got really mad at me because people now don't buy anything because they've been lied to so much. So they spun that. But I legitimately got angry on air. And I'm not going to sit there and watch the corporate news and all the rest of them with their latest lies that we'll recap in a moment. Say I lost a suit this week for a book I didn't write, a book I've never read called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Did no such thing. People have a right to write that book. I don't think they should have, you know, they basically just didn't fight it and let them win the case. I'm not in the book. I've not read the book, but I'm told I'm not in it. That's a total hoax. Ultimate fake news. Top of Yahoo. Top of AP, top of Twitter for days. Ultimate fake news psyop. MSM falsely claims Alex Jones loses Sandy Hook defamation case. Totally insane. That's on NewsWars.com. And we've had lawyers sending them letters and calling them for days. They just go, we're leaving it up. Okay. Doesn't matter you're not on the book. We're just going to say it. Because it creates the illusion that I'm this criminal and I'm losing. So some big event can happen, I think, coming soon, unfortunately, for me. But it just shows how desperate the enemy is. They then put out all over the news that I threatened Chris Maddie. No, I didn't. That's not my intent, and I didn't do it. I said, I'm mad at you guys making me spend hundreds of thousands of dollars going through 9.6 million emails, and then grunting to the FBI, because we later learned, going, oh, look, this is criminal, this is criminal. And the FBI said, no, Alex is a victim. That's what I'm mad about. And this happens to everybody that's in the media. They get sent this crap. We didn't open it. It went to spam. Not that I'm going to put your head on the pike. I said, we're going to put out this big reward. We're going to catch who's done it, and their head's going to get put on a pike. That's figurative. And I said, whoever you are that did this, that's not Chris Maddie. I don't think Chris Maddie would do that any more than I would send child porn to the Sandy Hook family. And no one sent that to them. Law firms going through raw emails that had hidden attachments sent it to lawyers, not to the families. So it's lie upon lie upon lie. And that's what I'm angry about. Is just the years of this crap. And now the Jew boy thing. When I said, you white shoe boys from Yale, that means Yale. That you're in the town with Yale. The establishment at Yale, or whoever's running things in that town, stop lying about me. You go, oh, we'll just say Jew boy. We'll just keep doubling down. That's why you're not trusted. It's why you're not liked. It's why you're hated. But do not build up your ambulance chaser type, you know, reputation that I'm threatening you. I would never want you to be a martyr. Never want you to get hurt. I don't want anyone to hurt you. I would never do that. And you know that. I didn't say Jew boy. I didn't say I want you hurt. I didn't send the family child porn. Damn it. I'm the victim. And my crew's the victim. I've had two people quit over this crap. Excuse me. I'm getting mad again, Norm. I'm sorry. Just to go ahead and fill folks in here briefly.
I was present in the studio when Hurricane Alex last hit, and I kept my chair but briefly, and I'm holding on to the armrest here in Connecticut. Take a deep breath. I'll sort this out for you. There's no question in my mind that you did not threaten Chris Maddie. You were frustrated. You were emotive. You were out of control. But that's a long way from a threat. And if you ever a person had a reason to lose control, it was you. And this week, it's even worse. I mean, Jew boy, threat. Child porn. I mean, the next thing you know, you're going to be blamed for the shooting down the drone in Iran. I mean, at some point you stop being a scapegoat and you start being an ordinary American. And maybe that's what your new brand should be. Rather than Alex Jones conspiracy theorist, it's Alex Jones ordinary American. He's mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore. And when he gets mad, everybody gets scared. That's not hate speech. That's fear speaking, and I'm proud to stand next to you.
Well, I don't even know who Chris Maddie is, other than...
Let's just leave him aside.
Well, I'm saying I wish that guy no harm, and I don't want him any harm, and I'm sick of the media running around acting like I'm threatening him to make people more of a victim. It's just like they say that I say nobody died at Sandy Hook to reopen the wounds in my name, and then it's the same thing, always in my name, and they're the ones doing it.
But Alex, don't let yourself be a bit player in the crisis acting that the lawyers are doing on the other side. Let's focus on the First Amendment, and let's focus on what ordinary Americans care about.
No, I totally agree. Just hearing him getting mad again.
Most people are suspicious of plaintiff's lawyers, and this is one of the reasons they are. Anything for a buck, all right?
Well, listen, Norm, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the fine work you're doing. We're going to the Supreme Court, aren't we? We're going to the courts next week to try to overturn this latest ruling.
Monday, we'll be filing sometime Monday morning. In fact, somebody's just walking in right now, handing me a draft of the brief. We're going to be tidying it up over the weekend and marching into court Monday morning saying, how about a little justice, or did we forget about that along the way? We've sacrificed truth. We've sacrificed the American way. Let's hope the courts aren't immune to claims for justice.
And let's be clear. I did not lose a lawsuit. I did not write a book that Jim Fetzer wrote where they said I lost a lawsuit in AP. This judge ruled at the preliminary level to not throw out the lawsuit against me, saying because of things I said on air.
Let me read you the first. Oh no, I can't read you the first line of this draft. Never mind. But we, among the things that we'll be saying next week, in what would otherwise be a stunning display of contempt for time-honored, well-settled jurisprudence surrounding the First Amendment, the trial court joined forces once again to silence a critic of blah 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 blah. And we'll tune it up and have it filed on Monday, and I'll get you a copy as soon as we file.
All right, Norm Pattis, top lawyer. Let you get back to your work, counselor. Thank you.
Objection. See you later. Bye.
We're going to turn back, ladies and gentlemen, to World War IV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I really do want to stop talking about myself, but we've been ganged up on, and they're trying to destroy us, and if we don't fight back, we're going to be gone. It's like them saying Trump said all Mexicans are criminals and bad people. He said they've got a lot of very fine people come to this nation. And they come in on work visas at my hotels and casinos and golf courses, and they're wonderful people. You've also got a lot of really, really bad, horrible people coming in who are criminals, who are fleeing justice. That's not all Mexicans are bad. It's asinine. It's insane. And it's the same thing they do to me. The good news is Ross Story has retracted. This is something that we don't see anymore. This is good. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, attacks Sandy Hook family's lawyer as little white shoe boy in latest unhinged tirade. And here is the original article that I have a screenshot of, that I have a print off of, where it said shoe boy. And we've got the clip queued up where I was ranting angry last Friday, and clearly I'm not saying Jew boy. Why in the hell would I email child porn to the Sandy Hook family? Again, why not jump off a cliff? Why would I get up here on air and say Jew boy when I've never been against Jews and I get persecuted because I'm not against Jews? It's just absolutely ridiculous. But I'm going to get into the Iran stuff. It's really our top story and all this other news next segment. I just had to get to this because the lies are getting so intense that I don't feel sorry for myself, but I really worry about the country. Because the media used to lie a lot, but mainly on politics. Normally, if they said something like a plane crashed or there was a tornado here, you could believe it. Sometimes they lie about stuff like that now where I don't even, it's very frustrating. We've really gotten to a bad point, but I'm glad that Ross Story, who did run the fake news and is on the list to get sued, by the way, who we sent retraction letters to, where they said that I sent child porn to the families. No, I didn't. Somebody sent us hidden images buried in stuff about David Rockefeller right after I got sued by the Sandy Hook families, and it was never opened, and they subpoenaed it and found hidden metadata, hidden child porn, hidden code. I can't go through 9.6 million emails. Nobody can. And again, I'm angry that we spent trying to not send them anything that was private that would hurt any listeners in court battles, like five or six of them, just that level, hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was like $150,000 total, and then another processing things and computer stuff, and two people quit because they were working 18 hours a day and just said, I can't handle this. We lost two of our IT people over this. That's why I'm angry. And then you get all the material and you scan it with some fancy pants California thing and go, oh, look, he's got child porn. See, I'm not going to blow up again. It just getting framed by the process pisses me off. I don't think those lawyers sent us the child porn. I never said that. But they know damn well when they frame this stuff up with the media what they're doing. I'm going to stop right there. I just want justice, and I'm a good guy and I'm not a criminal. I don't even speed anymore. I used to drive fast at night when nobody was around. but my work is so important now that it's been years since I drove 100 miles an hour. I like to drive fast. I like to get on the open road. I like to go 150 miles an hour. And if I ever get out in Death Valley or something, I'll do it again, where it's safe, or Montana, where it's 100 mile an hour speed limit. But it's just, I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. I pay all the garbage taxes. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I take care of little old ladies. I give money to charity. And I've got all this scum constantly saying I'm a bad person. No, I'm a good person. You globalists are the bad people. And no matter how long you try to paint me up as the bad guy, America knows the truth. Enough about that here. Let's play the white shoe boy comment, which means elites from Yale. That's who these people are. Here it is.
You are not a suspect. You are not a target. You are not a person of interest. You are a victim, and that's the story here.
I wonder who the person of interest is.
Look, you're showing Chris Maddie's photograph on.
Oh, there. No, that was an accidental cut. He's a nice Obama boy. He's a good.
Chris Maddie is your adversary in this litigation, just as I am the adversary of the people that have sued you. And it is my responsibility to take their case apart if I can. And he will attack you.
So white shoe boy that thinks he owns America.
I'm not going to engage in a personal attack on Chris Maddie. I want to find out who sent the.
And that's not. They aim at whatever I'm talking about here. And that was inadvertent. And again, we've already clarified that. So there you go. White shoe boy. And again, this is the left. This is what they do. Alex Jones attacks Sandy Hook family's lawyer as little white shoe boy in latest unhinged outburst. And then somebody's sending press releases out to the media saying that. And I've now learned officially during the break, there's three different court transcripts that were done. Two of them say white shoe boy. One of them says white Jew boy. The one that says white Jew boy is not signed. Somebody is playing games, and we're going to find out who is sending the emails out to the media with a doctored transcript, I believe, saying that. But you just had your lion ears hear that, didn't you? All right, we're going to break. I'm going to reset. I'm going to get focused. I'm not going to get angry. But, yes, these things, it just gets under my skin, okay? It gets under my skin. You try having 1,000 headlines or more around the country saying that you're sending people child porn. You want to get pissed? This is the way to get pissed. And I knew where this whole thing was going from the start. But you know what? I'm proud of what I've done against evil. And I'm proud of what you've done standing with us. And I do it all over again. And it just confirms everything we thought about the system. It's unbelievably corrupt. And we got good people trying to fix the system, and they're all being attacked. And that's why this is happening. All right, we're going to go to break. Please don't forget, without your financial support, the enemy will win. Don't let the Democrats and the globalists and Soros win. Money's what we need to fund the operation. We make it easy with the best fish oil, the best supplements, the best healthy energy, 10-hour plus energy, healthy, clean, with all the minerals and all the things your body needs. Turbo Force is the strongest, cleanest formula out there. It's 50% off. Brain Force Plus. Survival Shield X2, learn about the good halogen. Super Male Vitality, the ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoids. Nobody else has got that. The average stuff on the market is 3 to 5%. I went out to the top producer and I said, I want the strongest ever made. And they said, no one goes above 80%. We can go to 95% curcuminoid. And it's for less price than stuff that's 3% that's sold at major health food stores. And people still get an effect because turmeric is so awesome. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to it. And get the new best-selling Space Force. InfoWars is back with the red, white, and blue American flag on the right shoulder. That awesome classic NASA design updated by yours truly. And then on the back, InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it. It's a bestseller like I thought it would be. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. Please take action. Free shipping store-wide. I almost forgot. 50% off all the supplements and double Patriot points store-wide.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality by the Gabalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with
from striking Iran. They may have responded by launching over 100,000 missiles at Israel and Saudi Arabia. But Tucker Carlson and others, last minute, begged the president and said, you're being set up by the neocons. He decided to call off the raid after he'd already given the order. I've confirmed that happened from two people involved in the whole situation. Think about how this country is on a knife's edge. Trump overall means well, but it's true. He can be influenced by people he respects. That's why they try to control who's around him. If Trump had good people around him, he would defeat the globalists very quickly. Here's the president's latest comments.
Iran is a different country. Do you still hold that opinion?
Oh, absolutely. When I came here, Iran was in 14 to 18 different sites of confliction. They were extremely hostile. They were hostile when they signed the deal. They were screaming death to America. And I think probably Iran made a mistake. I would imagine it was a general or somebody that made a mistake in shooting that drone down. And fortunately, that drone was unarmed. It was not, there was no man in it. And there was no, it was just, it was over international waters, clearly over international waters. But we didn't have a man or woman in the drone. We had nobody in the drone. It would have made a big difference, let me tell you. Would have made a big, big difference. But I have a feeling, I may be wrong, and I may be right, but I'm right a lot. I have a feeling that it was a mistake made by somebody that shouldn't have been doing what they did. I think they made a mistake. And I'm not just talking to the country made a mistake. I think that somebody under the command of that country made a big mistake.
You're talking to Iran's leadership.
Let's just see what happens. Let's see what happens. It's all going to work out.
Do you really feel like they're a member of your administration who wants
it? Say it. I don't know. I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it. We'll be able to report back, and you'll understand exactly what happened. But it was a very foolish move. That I can tell you.
Do you feel like there are members of your administration who are trying to push you into conflict?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, in many cases, it's the opposite. But I will say, look, I said I want to get out of these endless wars. I campaigned on that. I want to get out. We've been in Afghanistan for 19 years. As you know, we've reduced very substantially in Afghanistan. We beat the caliphate. We took back 100% of the caliphate. When it was 99%, Justin, I said, we're going to get out. We're going to start peeling back. And everybody went crazy because it was 99. So I said, all right, so we'll finish it up. So we got 100%. And we're pulling that back out of Syria. We're pulling a lot of people back. But this is something, this is a new wrinkle. This is a new fly in the ointment, what happened shooting down the drone. And this country will not stand for it. That I can tell you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President. Thank you. Thank you, President.
Thank you, President.
You know, I don't normally play air raid sirens and marching, but just to set the flavor here, I've been playing it quite a bit, because if we have a war with Iran, it'll probably turn into a regional war, and then it could expand from there. We have a military expert, Joel Skousen, the head of worldaffairsbrief.com, the editor of that, also a well-known author, a researcher, and expert anti-globalist that's been fighting them for 40 years, along with his family fighting them for 60, 70 years, Klingon Skousen and others. You're a former naval aviator as well. Watching all this unfold, it was almost like prophetic yesterday, where we've got to get word to Trump. Tucker Carlson's got to talk to Trump. Everybody's got to call the White House. You know, tell him, don't strike Iran. It's a setup. And he orders the strike last minute, calls right back and says, no, we're not going to do it now. I'm going my gut. Like he said, get out of Afghanistan. The military basically said, no, you can't do it. He said, well, I'm violating my gut. Okay, we'll keep some troops there. This is an amazing time. Joel, how would you characterize what's happened? And I think the neocons are going to push for more provocations.
Well, indeed they are, Alex. And the next one is going to be something that involves the killing of American servicemen. This is the red line that Donald Trump has tacitly set up. Is that, I mean, when he said, and he asked the general, he said, how many people is this strike going to kill? And he said, about 150. And he said, now that's not proportional. You know, nobody was killed when this drone was shut down. So he is sensitive to the fact that civilian deaths. He's sensitive to the fact that he's promised to get out of these endless wars. But I don't buy his excuse that he feels like it was a mistake. I don't think that Iran shot it down by mistake. This was an intentional provocation by the deep state to send a drone over the border into Iran. And I'm not buying, for example, that it was in international waters. You've got to remember that the Strait of Hormuz is only 21 miles wide. Both Oman and Iran own both sides of the strait. There is no international waters in the Straits of Hormuz. It's either Iran or Oman. And they recovered debris from the drone in Iranian waters. And that indicates that it was tracking. In fact, I've seen the track that the Iranians provided of the drone, and it clearly went into the Iranian side of the border. So I think this was an intentional provocation. Iran was right to be able to shoot it down. This was a spy drone Of course, they couldn't tell if this was a Reaper drone or whether or not it was a Reaper Predator drone or a Global Hawk. From the air, they looked the same. From radar, they looked the same. Both of them, the one that was shot or attempted to shoot down last week and the one that was shot down yesterday, was with the transponder off. So the U.S. Central Command says, well, they were in normal airspace of airline traffic going between Oman and other Middle Eastern countries. But that isn't true. With their transponder off, you're telling them, I'm a military aircraft.
And let's not forget, you are a private pilot, not just a former naval aviator. By the way, breaking news. This morning I said, you know, I don't want to believe mainstream news saying that Trump ordered the strike and then called it off. But all the mainstream media said it was true. The Iranians said, well, he did call and say the strike was happening, but then he called and called it off. So who knows what's going on now? I believe Trump. Mark Dice tweets, turns out it was just more fake news that Trump ordered an attack on Iran, but then called it off at the last minute. What a shocker. Trump has just given an interview to Chuck Todd of Meet the Press, an exclusive interview to his enemies, says he hadn't given the final approval to Iran's strikes. So is the Pentagon saying that he'd taken the safety off, had gotten the aircraft ready, so technically they believe he'd ordered it? I mean, this is getting really dangerous. Let's play this clip.
So did you green light something, or had you said, if we do it, I'll do this? What was the order you gave?
Nothing is green lighted until the very end, because things change, right?
So you never gave a final order?
No. But we had something ready to go, subject to my approval. And they came in, and they came in about a half an hour before. They said, sir, we're about ready to go. I said, I want a better
planes
definition.
Planes in the air? Were planes in the air?
We're about ready to go.
Yeah.
No, but they would have been pretty soon. And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came, and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how many people are going to be killed? Sir, I'd like to get back to you on that. Great people, these generals. They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150. And I thought about it for a second. I said, you know what? They shot down an unmanned drone, mm-hmm. plane, whatever you want to call it. And here we are sitting with 150 dead people. That would have taken place probably within a half an hour after I said go ahead.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
So as you said, Joel, that's basically the president's thinking. So he had the safety off but hadn't pulled the trigger.
Well, I think that's true. I don't think airplanes were in the air. On the aircraft carrier you launch in close proximity to a target, they probably would have launched 10-15 minutes before the strike. And so it was probably not airplanes in the air. But nevertheless, the point is I'm concerned that Donald Trump is not being given the big picture. Now, Pepe Escobar in Strategic Culture wrote a major piece where he was going to say, you know, here's the problem. You're going to close the Straits of Hormuz. You're going to raise oil 50%. You're going to have a derivatives meltdown. And you're going to have Hezbollah launching thousands of missiles at Israel if you attack Iran. If he gets that message, he's going to be very, very cautious about going through with this war plan.
But as you said, the neocons aren't going to stop. I would expect within days, just like we saw last week, a provocation. Now this, we're going to see more. How do we avert that? With Joel Skousen, editor-in-chief at worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with newswars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
As above, so below, the old alchemist said, and it's true. Trump is dealing with incredible hoaxes by the hour, so are we. The latest, Raw Story and others are now retracting that I said that the plaintiff's lawyers for Sandy Hook families are white Jew boys, and they're having to retract that I sent them child porn. We got the letter from the Justice Department. Paul Weiss is writing an article right now for Infowars.com, but I showed that to you last hour. But the left is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. Not just here, but all over the world. Massive censorship is intensifying. And President Trump decided not to kill 150 people, potentially innocent people, that Iran strike. What about Iran's response, Joel Skousen? You're a former naval aviator. You really do a lot of research on international politics, one of the smartest brains out there. Obviously, won't see you on national news, but you've because you tell the truth, but you've headed up some of the biggest movements in this country to try to get conservatism back into Congress. Been one of the main enemies of the left behind the scenes. So you're a smart guy. People should listen. What do you think this bodes big picture? What are they going to try next to get this war going? Like Tucker Carlson said, he's in D.C., Everybody knows this is about going to war for Saudi Arabia and Israel. Well, Saudi Arabia and Israel are going to get attacked when they do this. Iran's going to launch huge attacks, it's believed. Or will Iran just take it? So, A, how are they going to try to provocate? And how could this war go from bad to worse?
Well, Iran has been amazingly resistant to the tendency or the temptation to retaliate, knowing that it's going to bring on a full-scale war of destruction from the United States. So I think that it's very possible that Iran would take a strike. They would have absorbed this strike, even if it had killed 150 people, probably without retaliating. But they've got a list on their agenda of things that they can really hurt the world economy, Israel and Saudi Arabia, not to mention U.S. troops. They are the major supporter of Hezbollah, which has thousands of small caliber rockets and missiles that they can fire into Israel and overwhelm the Iron Dome system. In fact, they've been building up those arsenals now for many, many months. And so it's a real potential threat. Syria is fairly neutralized. They can't really handle any attacks on Israel on behalf of Iran. But Iran's got tremendous missile throw capacity, over 1,000 missiles that they could throw into the Middle East. And the U.S. Patriot systems or the Israeli systems are not going to be able to handle what they can throw out. The biggest impact, of course, will be the shutting down of the Strait of Hormuz that Iran can do. In that very narrow strait, they could shut down 30% of oil exports around the world, which will cause oil prices to skyrocket. Insurance rates will skyrocket on ships. And worse yet, there's the threat of a derivatives meltdown. That's a quadruple trillion amount of money that could start a collapse of the world economy. Now, that said, the Fed has the capability of to declare that there is no emergency and to keep derivatives from collapsing. And I think that they might pull that off as they have in the past. But I think it's very, very important to understand that this really is a provocation and a false flag. And in this week's World Affairs Brief, which just came out this morning, I outline all of the details on the former false flags of last week, as well as what's happening this week with the provocation of the drones. And your listeners can get a free copy of that briefing just by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to share it with them.
Clearly, they want war with Iran, and it's not just Israel and Saudi Arabia that want it. Clearly, I think they know that it can derail Trump. You were saying yesterday, though, that it would probably get him reelected. I think there's two sides to that. If it goes badly, and you know, just like supposedly Herbert Walker Bush's war went well, but still people didn't like it just a year after he launched it. I don't think Trump's going to be goaded into war unless, like you said, people die. And the Iranians, as a third point, are reporting that there was a second plane with 35 personnel on board from the U.S. that was following right beside the drone. They say as part of the provocation, Reuters reports that they did not blow that out of the air.
Well, they understand what the U.S. Trigger point is on this. And so it's but you're right about it being inevitable. And I write about it in today's World Affairs Brief. Here's the two reasons why this is inevitable. Number one, which I've covered in the past, Iran is the only Muslim country that is capable of being self-sufficient in airplanes, rockets, missiles, boats. They've got the full range of weaponry that they're developing. They're much stronger when the U.S. tried to take them out in 2004 and didn't, because Israel refused to go ahead with that until the U.S. took care of Syria, which the Russians thwarted. But the second major reason is that Iran is the sponsoring nation of all those nations who are savvy about the U.S. and their phony war on terror. The nations of Syria, Yemen, and now, which used to be on the side of the globalists, but switched sides, and Iran is back, and Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria. These nations are fully aware that the U.S. is backing terror around the world, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and are fighting against it. And that's why the U.S. has put out this major propaganda piece that Iran is the greatest terrorist force in the world. It's an absolute falsehood. They're fighting the U.S.-backed war on terror. And that's why they're against Saudi Arabia and Israel and Turkey, which is now switched side to the Russian side, is no longer in the U.S. camp fully in that regard. But Turkey's got all the intelligence. They were part of the supply chain to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They know that the U.S. was sponsoring all of
it. And doesn't that give Turkey incredible blackmail power?
It does. And but the U.S., you know, has blackmail power, too, because Turkey's a member of NATO, and they can threaten to cut off Turkish membership in NATO.
But it's still a giant Mexican standoff. And you bring in Pakistan and India and the Chinese and the Strait of Hormuz and what's happening in Europe and the collapsing third world. I mean, I know people that go to all these different Caribbean islands that used to be nice. They say they're all becoming hellish. They're all being found with poison in the alcohol. People are dying everywhere. I mean, just things are deteriorating quickly in the world. Why would you say that's happening? Blooming populations, overpopulation in the third world, not enough jobs, breakdown of society, evil, corruption. A, why is it all breaking down, or do you agree it is? And then B, what's the big hot spot that kicks off the big world war?
Well, things are deteriorating because of globalist intervention and CIA intervention, destabilizing, undermining sanctions, create a lot of social unrest in the Middle East, as well as the displacement of millions of people. They have refugee camps in Jordan and they have them in Turkey and they have them in other countries. This is a real problem for the United States. And the United States wants that kind of conflict. They want that kind of social unrest. And the only reason that Iranians have said death to America is because the U.S. has had those sanctions on for so many years. But the one thing I want to get at before I answer the other part of your question, Alex, is I'm really worried that Trump started out this impromptu press conference in the Oval Office bashing Iran. It shows that he's not getting the message. Now, I know you have tried to get information into the White House. I know Pepe Escobar from the left, he's a Marxist, has tried to get it. It's a you know, the correct truth in this particular case. But I'm not sure that's getting directly to Trump. Otherwise, he wouldn't continue to parrot the establishment propaganda about Iran being the greatest terror in the, organization in the world and in 56 countries trying to undermine liberty. It's just not true.
So well, Joel, stay there. Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. I want you to talk about solutions and ideas and ways to put pressure on Trump to know that we understand what he's doing is right and that war is unpopular and how this all unfolds. We'll come right back in 2 minutes on the side of break. One more time to listeners. We've got all the products you need, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the best water filtration, the highest rated air filtration. Everything we've got is the highest rated for the price. In fact, document cam shot, please, guys. I'm going to show people an example to their TV viewers. So here, you know, here's a very simple graph, okay? You can get a super high-quality stuff supposedly for the cost, okay? Super high-quality stuff, as it goes up supposedly, costs more. It's not really true in every case. Versus cost. You've got these two lines. I try to find the best spot of the highest quality product that you can get for an affordable price. And a lot of times that highest quality product for an affordable price is usually right in the middle or even lower than stuff that costs a lot more but isn't as good. Take ion filters, four-stage ion filters. They're like $1,000. People go buy those thinking they're better. You can buy units for $300 that are just as good. When the Alexa Pure Breeze came out a few years ago, it was $300. They sold so many, they sold it even lower at $250. The thing costs like $100 for them to make. It's a four-stage ion filter. It does have a bunch of fancy stainless steel on it, though. But it's just as good as units costing $500 to $1,000. It's on sale right now at $166. Myself and the distributor both make about $30 on it, $33 on it apiece. Every home needs it. Every room needs it. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.